Well, thank you all for your prayers. 21 years of being a priest, and I never missed a Mass over illness, and this time I think I missed, what, four? And then the weekend, never done that before, and I didn't make the Chrism Mass the other night either, so that was a first for that as well. 21 years, not too bad, I guess, but the worst of being sick this past week or so was not so much the pain and the way you feel. And the worst for me was that I kept slipping out of bed because I had so much Vicks vapor rub all over me. You know, it's funny how weak we as humans are. And yet, it is to us that he has come. Not only has he come, which he has, but he has entrusted to us eternal mysteries. And that's incredible, because we are so weak. We look around the church today and we very easily can see a horrible mess, top down. People that we have encouraged, supported for years and years and years of Catholic schooling no longer practice the faith. People who we once revered as solid leaders fall prey to horrible passions and illness. We see, obviously, our lay people falling to pieces as far as family life and the shortage of clergy. It really is a mess. And the Lord has his work cut out for him. And so too do we. But lest we become thinking that it is hopeless, let's go back to the original. Just the very beginning here, the Passover, Jesus is proclaiming very clearly one of them will betray him. One who he has chosen, one who he has counseled, one who he has been intimate with, one who he has spent 3 years of public life intimately united as if a family. And he's going to betray him. This is the one who was the treasurer of the community and was a thief. The Lord knew it, never kicked him out, just continued to proclaim the gospel to him, hoping he would change. Not once did the Lord tell him that he was all right in his sin. Not once. Always encouraged him out of it. The early church history, you know, the beginning, as the church was developing, she was all Jews, right? Very, very small amount of the Greeks and the beginning. And so they were continuing to practice their Jewish faith, and as they slowly started to slide away from certain practices and into other practices, we know from our history, from even St. Paul speaking to this particular issue, they used to have Mass in the homes, no churches, it was too new. Once they were kicked out of the synagogues, they just went to houses, and of course, being good Catholics, it's all about a party. It isn't just Mass, it's a party. And St. Paul talks about how those who were wealthy were getting to the house first and getting all the hors d'oeuvres and cocktails before the working class made it. So that by the time the working class made it, the other class was all drunk and laying on the floor. And Paul said, if you don't know what you are doing at Mass, you are drinking condemnation to yourself. If you are not reflective of what is taking place on this altar, it isn't just a gathering. It is a gathering, but it's more than that. It is the Passover of the Lord. God is saving his people. Yes, we should celebrate. Yes, there should be cocktails and appetizers and hors d'oeuvres and all that. It all has its place. And if it doesn't have its place, get it together. So, we have Judas. We have the early church. It's a disgrace. And of course, you know, you go through all of history and it just gets worse as you go along, especially as the bigger it gets. The bigger it gets, the more people you have. The more people you have, the more sin you've got. And it doesn't always look good. Through it all, the Lord has been faithful. We have not. I have not. He has. The work that we are about in this place is not my work and is not your work. We've received it as an inheritance. He has entrusted it to us. He wanted the work he began on earth to continue. And so he called people who were open-hearted to follow him, to listen to what he had to say, and then to carry it out when he was to leave. Leave he did. And he promised us the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that is the power of the church. It is not the people. When you and I slow down our lives and submit to the power of this Spirit, we're going to see great things happen. As long as we continue to look at ourselves and think about ourselves and worry about ourselves, we'll continue to arrive early, get crocked, we'll continue to steal from the treasury, and we'll continue to be the brokenness that God came to redeem. It is a great night for us to gather. He leaves us on this night, first and foremost, the church. First and foremost, the apostolic succession, which in turn brings about the most holy Eucharist, which we celebrate with great solemnity tonight. With the church comes baptism, new life, to be washed, as he just told us in tonight's gospel. With the church comes the mandate to be attentive to one another in service. Service that will always wash the feet of the other. This isn't just simply a ritual. It's speaking so much more than that. Why is it the rest of the body was clean, but the feet were not? In the mind of the Lord, the feet were not dirty because the feet took people, Christians, to non-Christian places for conversion. Not theirs, the other people. And so the feet became dirty because they were the vehicle to take the proclaimer of the gospel into the unclean territories for the sake of proclamation. The feet that would become weary over time of the long, arduous walk. The feet that through all the dust and brambles and thickets, through deserts and dry lands, that would be sore, bruised, hurt. That's what the Lord is ministering to tonight. It isn't about feet. He doesn't have a fetish. It's about mission and ministry. It's about going places where he's told us to go, even though we could fall if we go there. As we gather tonight, I hope you are as joyful as I am for this gift that he has given to us. The church, as broken as we are, this is a great place. It's a great community filled with a lot of people who are trying very hard to love God and their neighbor. And I pray that we continue in that spirit to seek what the Lord wants of us and to acknowledge the feet that are in fact proclaiming the gospel and not pay so much attention to the feet that are trying to take us away from the gospel. Let's praise the Lord for his true presence given to us through the Apostolic Church.